Sanhedrin Yerushalmi corresponding to Sanhedrin Bavli, Daf Mem Vav. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chofchesim at base, in the middle of the page, 18 lines up from the foot of the page, if Tanitani Yudha ben Tabai. If Tanitani Yudha ben Tabai Nasi, if Tanitani Shimon ben Shetach Nasi. Some teach that Yudha ben Tabai was the Nasi and Shimon ben Shetach was the Avbeistin, and some teach opposite that Shimon ben Shetach was the Nasi. Mandam Yudha ben Tabai, Nasi, Uvda, de Alexandria, Messiahle, Rabbani Yerushalayim, Koisim, Yerushalayim, Agadoyle, Alexandria, Akatana, Amasai, Bale, Shoi, Besoichich, Vani, Yosheves, Aguma, Bebesi. The one who says that Yudha ben Tabai was the Nasi, the episode in Alexandria supports him. The Bnei Yerushalayim wrote, from the great Yerushalayim to the small Alexandria, how long is my husband, means Yudha ben Tabai, whom we want to appoint to be Nasi, dwell amidst you, and I sit sadly in my house. Manda Mashim ben Shetach Nasi Uvda de Ashkelon Messiahle, Train Talmidin Havu ve Ashkelon, Achlin Kechada ve Shosin Kechada, Lain ve Uraisa Kechada. Mis Chad Minoin ve Isgamel Chesed, Mis Ba Beayin, Muchsin ve Tiles Komadinta ve Goline Chesed. One who says that Shim ben Shetach was a Nasi, the episode in Ashkelon supports him. There were two Talmidim, Reuven and Pliny in Ashkelon, they ate together, drank together and learned to get Torah together. One of them, Pliny, died, and people did not bestow chesed to bury him properly. The son of Mayan, the evil tax collector, died, and the entire city was idle from work to bestow chesed with him. Shaiyahu Talmida, Bochi, Vama, Vai, Zilma, Leif, Lesoni, Yisrael, Klum. The Talmid Reuben started to cry and said, woe, perhaps hatred of this means, which is the euphemism of Yisrael, perhaps Yisrael have no reward. Yeschamile, Vechelme, Vamale, Vetuzi, Bnei Marech Dein Avad Chad Zochu Ba'Aval Ba Dein Avad Chad Choyva Ba'Aval Ba. Pliny appeared to him in a dream and said, do not disgrace the people of your city to say that they showed honor for no reason. He did one mitzvah and went, with his entire reward was the honor done at his burial, and this one means I did one aveira and went, with my punishment was the lack of honor at my burial. V'ma Choyva Avad Chas Delei Avad Choyva Min Yemoi Elazim Nechada Higdim Tfilin, shall roish the tfilin shall yad. What avera did Pliny do? Chas Hashem, he never did a real avera. Just one day he put on the tfilin of the head before the tfilin of the arm. Uma zochu avad barmean muchas chas leid le avad zochu min yoime ela zim lechada avad aristein le volvutaya vle asun amay esun mesikine beechlune vle le kalkel. What mitzvah did the son of Mayan, the tax collector, do? Chas Hashem, he never did a real mitzvah. Just once he made a meal for the troop leader and the soldiers didn't come. He said that the poor should come and eat, lest the food spoil. The Istamarin, Avisagi, Ba'urcha, Bahava, and Tokus, Shiche, Chad, Ogo, Benofal, Benistaya, Chad, Misken, Vele, Male, Midi, Begain, Vele, Miskema, Mismaka, Afui. Some say that he was walking on the road with a loaf under his arm and it fell, and a poor man took it, and the Mayan didn't say anything, lest he make this poor man embarrassed. Rechama hahu talmida goi ganin goi pardesim goi mabuin de maya. Rechama leba mayan muchas kayim al guf vahada boi memati maya vele mati. Reuven saw the Talmud Pliny in a dream in great pleasure in orchards amid springs of water, and he saw Bamayan the tax collector on the riverbed and he wanted to reach the water to drink, but he couldn't. Rechama namim bas eli vitsalim talia vechita vizaya veistamarin tiras gehenem kavias goi udna. Reuven also saw Miriam Bath Elibet Salim, who was hanging by her breasts. Some say that he saw the hinge pin of the gate of Gehenna stuck in her ear. Mama Rotman explains that the first punishment was for women who nurse in public because men see their breasts. The latter is for bending her ear to hear Lashon Hara to tell her husband that he will despise others. Amaloin ad Amas Kadain Amalei ad Yaisi Shimon ben Shetach Nasbin la min Goy Udna v'yavin la Good Udne. He asked, how long will she have this punishment? And Pliny told him, until Shimon ben Shetach will die, then they will remove the hinge pin from her ear and put it in his ear. Amaloin, umahu suchane, amalei denada anafshei va'ama if avid neshaya katle lechol choshaya, vahedin avile neshaya vle katlin. Se v'ha if tumnin neshaya b'maras ashkelon, v'chavlin alma zil v'amalei. He asked, what was Shimon ben Shetach's sin? Pliny said, he vowed and said, if I will become Nasi, I will kill all the witches. And he became Nasi and he didn't kill them. There are 80 witches in a cave in Ashkelon and they're ruining the world. Go and tell him. Amalain gava rabahu belesi mehem nosi. Reuben said, he's a great man, he won't believe me. Amale invon hu sagi mehem nisech ve'in leith mehem nisech apik einech ve'yake goy yadech. Apik einech ve'yav goy yadech. You should say, Oma chazeres chazad v'ishtaves lechaverta azal ale ba me'eved simani v'kumei. Pliny said, he's very humble and he will believe you. And if he does not believe you, take your eye out and put it in your hand. Reuben took his eye out and put it in his hand. He told him to return it. It was like the other eye. He went and told Shimon ben Shetach he wanted to do the simon of the eye in front of him. Amalei leisa tzarech ana yada da'at gavra chasida afipikein belibi chashvif pamir le'ambas. Shimon ben Shetach said, you don't need to do the simon. I know that you are pious. Even so, know that I thought in my heart to kill them. I didn't say a vow with my mouth. V'haya yom segrir natal tamnin guvrin v'chirin levushin manin nekiyim v'nas v'amoin tamnin kidrin chadatin amalein kadna tzafa levashin menechoin kadna tzafa tinaya oloi kivin da'al v'maras ashkeloin ama ayom paschin li min didchoin ana. It was a rainy day. Shimon ben Shetach took 80 bachelors wearing clean clothes. They took 80 new barrels, each put his clothes in his barrel. He told them, when I whistle, wear your clothes. When I whistle a second time, ascend. When he reached the cave of Ashkelon, he said, Ayam, Ayam, in their language, this means open for me. I am from means I'm a witch like you. Kim de kanas chada amma mada amma maisi pita v'chada amma mada amma o maisi tavshila v'chada amma mada amma o maisi chama. When he entered, one witch said what she said, an incantation, and brought bread through witchcraft. One said what she said and bought a cooked food, and one said what she said and bought wine. Amon le man isbach avad, amalain is be avid na tzafar train zimnin, umay lahacha timnin guvrin, bechirin levushin manin, mekiyin, chadi mechadi lachoin. They said to him, what can you do? He said, I will whistle twice, and will come here 80 men wearing clean clothes to make you happy. Amon le loin na bayin, kiyin de tzafar lovshu, Manin Nikim came to Safa Tinainu Alu Kulum Kechada. They said, we want them. Once he whistled, they put on their clean clothes, and when he whistled a second time, they all ascended at once. Ramaz Lain Kochad bin Khain Yotol Khad Vid Laline Ma'ara Vle Madslach Ma Du Avda. He hinted to them, each of you take one witch and lift her off the ground, and what she does through witchcraft will not succeed. Vahava Ama Lahi Da Isas Pita Isi Pita Vlemaisi, Ru Ama Isis Liva, Isi Tapshila Vle Ice Maisi, Ru Ama Isi Sliva, Isi Hama Vle Maisi, Ru Ama Isi Lasliva, Kad Abad Lakulum. He told the one who brought the bread, bring bread, and she couldn't bring. He said, hang her. He told the one who brought a cooked food, bring a cooked food, and she couldn't bring. He said, hang her. Bring wine, and she couldn't bring. He said, hang her. So he did to all of them. Hanin the Taninan, Shmoinim Noshim, Talashim, Ben Shetach, Vashkalon. And this is what was taught, that Shimon ben Shetach hanged 80 women in one day. We don't judge two in one day, rather it was needed at that particular time. We come now to the next Mishnah, Halacha Zayin. Ketzer toil noisoi, mishakin es hakeiru ba'aretz la'eit zeitz memena, v'mekev shtei yodav zu lazu v'toil oisoi. How do we hang somebody? We insert a beam into the ground and it sticks out. We bring his hands together and hang him through them. Rabbi Yossi says, we lean the beam against the wall and hang him from it, the way the butchers do when they hang meat.
We hang him and immediately untie him. If not, we transgress the loisase in Dvarim, Pek of Alas Pasuk of Gimel, but you shall not leave his body on the pole overnight, rather you shall bury him on that same day, because hanging a human corpse is blasphemy of Hashem. Meaning, why is this one hanged? It's because he cursed Hashem. It turns out that Shem Shemayim is profaned. I think Gemara says, Tani Rebelezer ben Yaakov Omer, Zechoyme, I should say, B'magadish, Mibemachalil, Zechoyme, B'machalil, Mibemagadish. The Gemara brings advice from Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. This is a stringency of blasphemy over Mechalel Shem Shemayim. The former is stoned and hanged, and the latter is only hanged. The following is a stringency of Mechalel over blasphemy. Magadish Ksiv Lysolin Nivlosayala Aids, the Mahal Ksiv, the Tikach Ritzpa Bas Aya Esasak, the Teu La Eladsu, Mitchilis Ketsi, Ad Natichmaim Alehem, the Lamacha Yutluim, Mishisha Asa Benisan, Ad Shiva Asa, the Maheshvan. Regarding blasphemy, it says, you shall not leave his corpse hanging on a tree. And concerning one who profanes the name of Hashem, it says in Shmuel Beis, in Perek Kof Aleph, Pasuk Yud, and Mitzpah, the daughter of Ayah, took the sackcloth and she spread it for her upon the rock from the beginning of the harvest until water was poured upon them. And it teaches that they were hanged from the 16th of Nisan until the 17th of Cheshvan due to Mechalel, like the Gemara is going to say. Ksiva Yidnam Yoshua B'Yamahu, Choyt V'Eitzim V'Shav V'Mayim La'ida, Nicha La'ida L'Mizbeach Hashem. The Gemara asks the question. The Pasuk says in Yoshua Perek Tes Pasuk Chav Zayin, and Yoshua made them, mean the Givonim, that day, hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of Hashem. Granted, it's a punishment that the Givonim need to chop wood and draw for the Eder, for Klal Yisrael, but why is it a punishment to be for Mizbech Hashem? Ela Shetalian, Yoshua, Berifyoin, Oma, Anile, Marchikam, Bolimakarvan, Ela Misha Asil, Livnois, Beitha Bechira, that Daato Likarev, Yikarev, that Daato Lirachik, Yirachik. Rather, Yeshua was soft about forbidding intermarrying with them, and he said, I will not distance them, nor will I bring them close. Rather, one who will decide the place to build the Beis HaMikdash, whom he wants to bring close, he will bring close, and one who wants to distance, he will distance. David came and distanced them, and as it says, and the Givonim were not from amongst the children of Yisrael. Why did he distance them? Because it says, and there was a famine in the time of David for 3 years. David said, due to three matters, rain is held back, due to idolatry, immorality, and murder. We know idolatry because it says in the Pasuk in Dvarim, Yudalas Pasuk Tez Zayin, lest your heart turn away. And the Pasuk says after that, and I will hold back from the heavens the rain. Immorality we know because it says in Yemiya Perek Gimel, Pasuk Gimel, and the rains were withheld, and there has been no latter rain, and you had a harlot's forehead, you refused to be ashamed. And we know murder from the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, for the blood corrupts the land. Yachanif is like Yichan Af, means it will cause anger to dwell. V'yesh'imim af prefix stock of a rabbi made in Leisnim, d'chsev nasim, avroch v'geshem, ein ish mithalel, v'masas sheker. And some say also people who pledge stock in public and don't give cause rain to be held back, as it says in Mishlei, in Perek Chof Hei, in Pasuk Yudalad, clouds and rain, but no rain, so is a man who boasts with a false gift. Bodak David v'chol, shidoyoi, v'lemotza echad mehem, hifchel shorabu v'tumim, hadaru d'chsiv, v'yivakish David espenei Hashem. David checked his entire generation and didn't find that people transgressed this and were not already punished. He began to ask the Urim v'tumim, as it says, and David asked from the face of Hashem, Amar v'laza, k'siv v'kshu Hashem, kol anvei aretz, asher mishpatoi pa'aloi, v'goyime v'yeme Hashem, El Shol, the Beis Adomim, Al Asher Hemis, as a Givonim, El Shol, Shulay Sisem, in my Chesed, Al Beis Adomim, Al Asher Hemis, as a Givonim. But Lord says, it says in the Pasuk, in Sanya Pek, Beis Pasuk Gimel, Seek Hashem, all you humble of the earth, who executed his judgment, etc. Meaning at the time of Mishpat, for what Shol did to the Givonim, there was also mention of his proper acts. And we then quote from a Pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Pek, Chof Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, and Hashem said, it's for Shol and also for his bloody house because he put to death the Givonim. It means that the famine came because El Shol, they didn't do chesed with him to eulogize him properly. And it also says, El Beis Adam Mash Al Shehemis is a Givonim, meaning that it was because he put to death the Givonim. Shalach Dovin Vukaram Amalahem Malochem or the Beis Shol. Amuloi alidei shehemis bemenu shiva anoshim, shnei chitzvi eitzim, vishnei shuevi mayim, vesoipe v'chazim v'shabash. David sent and called to the Gevonim and said, "What is your complaint against Beis Shaul?" They said, "He killed from us 7 men, 2 woodchoppers, 2 water carriers, a scribe, and an overseer, and a gabbai of the Beis Knesses. Amaloin Uma Toin Bon Amule Yutan Lonu Shura Noshem Uknom Lashem Give the Gevonim." He said to them, "What do you want?" And they said, "Give us 7 men from Beis Shaul, and we will hang them to Hashem in Givon." Amaloin Umana Yishlochoin in Inun Miskatlin Sabulochoin Kesev Zahav Amule Einlon Kesev Zahav Im Shaul Vim Beisei. Tobit said, "What benefit do you get if you kill them? Take gold and silver for compensation." They said, "We don't have desire for gold and silver with Shaul and his house." Amar Dilma Barsein Elaine Min Elaine Hava Yat Nasiv Kochad Vechad Minoin Rufayas Le Kaimin Ashe Ulam Kabbalah Hadodich Siv Ein Lanu Kesev Azav Ein Li Siv. David said, "Perhaps some of you are embarrassed in front of one another to say that you want gold and silver." He went to each of them to appease him separately, and each one didn't accept to be appeased. This is why Ein Lanu Kesev is written Ein Li Kesev. Instead of writing it in the plural, it's written in a singular in the pasuk. I don't have a claim of money, just there is a tradition to read it as Lanu, although it's actually written Li. At that time, David said Hashem gave 3 good midos as gifts to Yisrael. They have shame, mercy, and they bestow chesed. They have shame, as it says, and on account of his fear that will be upon your face. They have mercy, as we find it says, and he will give you mercy, and you have mercy, and you will increase. And they bestow chesed, as it says in the pasuk, and Hashem will keep for you the covenant and chesed, kindness. These people don't have even one of them. He distanced himself, as it says in the pasuk, and the Givonim were not from Bnei Yisrael. Also Ezra came and distanced them, as it says in Nehemiah Perek Yudalef pasuk Chaf Aleph, and the Nesinim were dwelling in Ophel, and Tzicha and Gishpa were appointed over the Nesinim. And the Gemara now asks, it says in Shmuel Beis Perek Chaf Aleph pasuk Vav, and later in pasuk Ches, when we combine the 2 psukim, and the king said, "I will give," and the king took the 2 sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aya, whom she bore to Shaul, and in that pasuk it says, and the 5 sons of Michal, the daughter of Shaul. And the Gemara asked, how could it have said earlier in Perek Vav that Michal bas Shaul didn't have any children? Amiata b'nei Mirav hayu v'gidaltam Michal v'nikru al Shema. Now it says they were the sons of Mirav, who was Michal's sister, and Michal raised them, and therefore they were called on her name. V'yitnim ha-melech v'yad ha-gevoinim v'yakiyum v'ha lifnei Hashem v'yiplu shevatam yachad shevatayim ksiv chaser, which you say yud. Yomar says, and the king gave them into the hands of the Gevoinim, and the Gevoinim hanged them in the mountain before Hashem, and they fell all 7 together. The Gemara asks that the word Shivasayim is written without the Yud. There, Mepi Roshes, she says, Shaya Adam Gadol, the Torah, Venasan Doreleinav, Boilat Silem Yadam. The answer is we read it as Chaser, missing, because one of them was missing, meaning this is Mepi Roshes, that David sought to save him from the Gevoinim. Amalehem Arini, Ma'aviram, Lefnei HaMizbeach, Kolach Shem Mizbeach, Koltoi, Hari, who, she says, Shali, Ve'aviram, Lefnei HaMizbeach, Vaholach, HaMizbeach v'kaltei. David said, I'll pass him in front of the Mizbeach. Anyone who the Mizbeach absorbs, he is mine, and he will live. He passed him in front of the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach went and absorbed him. And Rabbi Avin, Ekole lekim elyoin, lekel goymer olai, sheheskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu in David. And the Avon quotes from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Nun Zayin, Pasuk Gimel, I will call upon the Most High Elohim, upon Hashem, who completes what he promised to me. Hashem agreed with David. And we get back to quotes from the same passage as before in Shmuel Beis Perek Chof Aleph Pasuk Tes. It says there, and they were put to death in the days of the harvest, in the first days, at the beginning of the barley harvest. And then the next pasuk continues in Pasuk Yud, and Ritzpah, the daughter of Ayah, took the sackcloth and she spread it for her upon the rock. What's the meaning of upon the rock? Amar Oishia Shahitai Meres had sought her in Parlai. But Hoshea answered, she was saying that the rock Hashem is perfectly just in all his actions. The Abba Bazmina B'Shem Rehoshea Godel Hu Kiddush Hashem Mi'echil Hashem B'Chil Hashem Ksiv Leitolin Nevlasai V'Kiddush Hashem Ksiv Mitrilas Ketzir Ketzir Ad Nitach Maim Aleihem Lamed Shehayu Tluyim V'Shisha Asa V'Nifsen Ad Shiva Asa V'Mal Cheshvan. The Abba Bazmina, quoting of Hoshea, said that the Kiddush Hashem is greater and Chilul Hashem. Regarding Chilul Hashem, it's written that you may not leave the corpse overnight. And about Kiddush Hashem, it says, from the days of the harvest until when the waters fell, and we teach you that they were hanging from the 16th of Nisan, when we reap the Omer, until the 17th of Cheshvan, which is the time of the first rain. And passers-by were saying, how do these people sin that the law is different for them? Because normally we don't let a body hang overnight. And people told them it's because they stuck out their hand against the cursed converts. These who didn't convert Lashem Shemayim, rather just so Yisrael would not kill them, Hashem punished for their blood. People who convert Lashem Shemayim, all the more so. How they gave him Nifkayu, but also, she say Shah, Shinema, Yisapi Shlomoi, she say Kala Anashim, Hagarim, Vayas, Hagarim, Vayas, Mehem, Shivim, Eleth, Sevel, she say Vagoma. Many people converted at that time, as it says in Shlomo, counted 70,000 who bore burdens.